Frangela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for waiting for me. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, okay.
And I'm asking, going to ask you to wait another 4 minutes, 5 minutes, because I did just wake up and I do need to do some things.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so I'm getting off the phone, but I'll be back.
Okay.
Good evening again.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chiminka. Gimel, you tough tubby. Tabiri not. Hasag benu. Gaharenu. No ra. Kufreshayan, Sintet nun. Nagibor. Dorshe hu ta. Kivabat. Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yit Kashin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikata Tamid Gam Lem Betet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Birov Tucha Nael Adatah, Bet Kuf Bet, Bet Nunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Penei, Zofre Kidushatah, Yud Gimelamet, Hei Zayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahe, Adonai Yohei Wahe. El Rahum de Hanun, Erech Apayim, the Rav Chesed the Emet, Noser Chesed la Lafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, the Chata'av bin Ake. Connecting to the energy of certainty. Using a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. This verse comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabri hu ishkinte bishilu urchimud hilu hilu urchimu le'achta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah Vasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Bekutcha Berichu Koma Beaved Le'ela Wittata Kolayihu. Kishot v'yovada dikshot v'leid lach mila b'yalma divaye bar nash v'dach yaleya mineya ulan haga v'yakalana dehakuru ovada dikshot inun wikolai siris b'yalma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, has both a revealed aspect and a concealed aspect. The revealed aspect is compensation. The concealed aspect is Shefa, God's goodness. Our task to reveal the concealed energy of Shefa to study certain verses that come from the Tanakh that connect to this energy. Tonight we will study Exodus chapter 9, verse 31. Uha pishta uha shora nukata ki hasora avivahapshita givo. The translation of this verse: and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the locust was upon the flax. And the year from the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And there is one verse that we study that connects to this energy in the Tanakh, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan. Tata willo your gaz, od willo yosifu. Bene avla la anoto, ka asher barishoda. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, using the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta. Hezayo ala da la awa he he ya. Yozala me be he. He reyo he ko me. La awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Reyo yo awa me laka be washi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wako me nuda. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la le o la he. Sa a la re yo ashi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe a wa yo nu me me yo yo la he bre he me sa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa he me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Ray ah hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he, he shi he, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me, la wa la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. hee hey, make a ha, wa wa la, yo yo hey, asa a la re yo, a la make a hey, wa hey wa da la yo, hey yo she, a la me, nu hey a, nu wa ta, me la hey, pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, hey be hey, me za re, wa hey be yo a hey, a la wa me za yo. Hey, da hey, be, me, ko, me, ka, ko, a, la, a, hey, hey, wa, re, la, hey, yo, yo, me, hey, la, yo, me, hey, me. The Sadiqim who chose to leave this day, the 21st day of Tishrei. Rabbi Eliezer Popov, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Premishlan, Rabbi David Moshe Friedman, he was the first Chordakover Rebbe. Rabbi David Moshe of Chordakov. Rabbi Yechiel Michel Margiliot. Rabbi Abraham Shmuel Binyamin the Cheshev Sofer. Rabbi Yaakov Aryeh Twersky, the Trister Rebbe. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, yo aheni wa yo hu. You are Huni Wu Yohu. You are Huni Wu Yohu. Hod. You are Huni Wu Yohu. You are Huni Wu Yohu. You are Huni Wu Yohu. Netzach. Ye are Huni Wu Yohi. Ye are Huni Wu Yohi. Ye ahini we ohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ah ni we yo. Ye ah ni we yo. Ye ah ni we yo. Chesed. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Ina. Yeah, any way yo hey. Yeah, any way yo hey. Yeah, any way yo hey. Hakma. Yeah, any way yo ha. Yeah, any way yo ha. Ia ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ia ahani wa yoha. Ia ahani wa yoha. Ia ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esther Dibros. We will connect just as soon as my computer comes up with the page. Vayidaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi ha-shem Elohecha, asher hotzeiticha, meretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim, lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim. Al panai lo taseh lecha, Peresel, with call to Muna, Asher Bashamayim. Mi ma'al wa Asher ba'aret mi tahat, wa Asher b'mayim mi tahat. La'aret, lo tishtacha we lachem, willo ta'avdem, ki anochi. Hashem Elohecha, Elkana poked awon, avot al banim al shileishim. We all remain, v'shonai v'yoseh chesed la'alafim, la'ohavai, u'shomrei mitzvotai, Lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha. La shav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher isa et shemo la shav zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim ta'avod. We osita kol melachtecha. We om hashvi shabbat la'ashem Elohecha. Lo tase kol melacha. Ata uvincha uvitecha. Avdecha ve'amatcha. Uvhemtecha ve'gercha. Asher bisharecha, ki sheshet yamim, asa Hashem et hashamayim, v'et haaretz et hayam, v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach v'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat. Vayikadshehu kaber et avicha, v'et imecha leman yarikun, yamecha al ha'adama, asher Hashem Elohecha, noten lach lo tirtza, lo tinaf lo tigno, lo ta'ane bereacha, ad shakir, lo tachmod, beit reecha, lo tachmod, ash eshet reecha, we avdo, we amato, we shoro, achamoro, v'kol asher lereecha. Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left, as we say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now do the mom meditation. Yud, hey, yud, hey, wow. Yud, hey, wow, hey, yud. Yud, hey, yud, hey, wow. Yud, hey, wow, hey, yud. Yud, hey, yud, hey, wow. Yud, hey, wow, hey, yud. Yud, hey, yud, hey, wow. Yud, hey, wow, hey, yud. Yud, hey, wow, yud, hey, wow, hey. And we will now do the abridged Kaddish, which will elevate us to the level of our class. Itkadal, itkadashimei rabba. We all say amen. Yalma divra kirute viam lich malkute bechaye fonu viomechon uvechaye. Bikol bet Yisrael bagala uvisman kariv. Itfarach veishtabach vifar vibromam vidnase vitadar vitale vitalal shumede kucha. The Ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma yeheshlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O se shalom bimromav. Uyase shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. We will now connect to our class, which is the Zohar, on the subject of Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. The handout was available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, when you click on that link, it will open up to a landing page with all of the parashas. At the bottom of the page, you'll find the Zohar handouts for Shmini Atzeret. When that landing page opens up, scroll to where it says the Zohar commentary on Parsha Emor, section 39, the holiday of Shmini Atzeret. And to give you some slight background, both Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah in Israel, in the modern state of Israel, in the land of Israel, is done on one day. And that will be Sunday night and Monday. In the diaspora, the rabbis have separated Shmini Atzeret into one holiday, where they've added the idea of changing to pray for rain in the Amidah rather than to pray for dew. And the Simchat Torah, which is the renewal of the Torah, connecting the cycle of the end of the Torah with the beginning of the Torah to create a circle of life. We will do an additional L'shem Yehud, since we have grounded the energy from the earlier one when we said the Shema. Lishanya fu kuchabari fu ishkinte bitsilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu. Leakta lishem yudhe bavate. Beyehuda shalim bishem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunaya lohenu alene masei adenu kanone alene masei adenu kanonehu. Pasuk 288. Viti bayom hashmini atzeret tihye. Lahem dehayom adab mimalkahu bilchodo. Kedvalta dileya. Behu be Yisrael. Metal malka dizamin ushtizin ishtedalu behu kol b'nei hekala levatar amar malka alken ana viatum ishtedalna kuhu ushtizin ukravtun Darbanin al she'aramim, b'kol yoma mikon, ulhala ana viatun nechedei. Yoma had hahidiktiv, b'yom hashmini, atzereti hiyelachem, lachem. Lekarba karbanin alaiku aval Ushvize midhem nuta B'malka hashtakshe Tadira uvyoma Tehed bavta B'malka kuhu Mitkanfe aimeya Umishtachan v'al daketiv Atzeret hargumo b'nishu. As it is written, on the eighth day, the Hebrew word for eighth is shemini, you shall have a solemn assembly. The Hebrew word is atzeret. And this is the ending of the article from the Parasha of Vayechi from the Zohar in verse 231 in Parasha Vayechi. For that day is from the king solely. His rejoicing is in Israel. This is like a king who invited guests. The household people entertained them. At the end, the king said to his household, until now I have you all entertaining the guests. You offered sacrifices for the other nations every day. That is the 70 bulls. From now on, for one day, let you and me rejoice. This is the meaning of, on the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly. You means offering sacrifices for you. But the guests of faith on the 7 days of Sukkot are always with the king. On Shmini Atzeret as well. On the day of the king's joy, they all gather to him and stay with him. Hence it is written, assembly, which is translated into Aramaic as gathering. My commentary. As mentioned earlier, when discussing the sukkah, the Kabbalists do not go into the sukkah anymore after Hoshana Rabbah. Yet this day, and I should mention that Hoshana Rabbah is this evening, our present day. Yet this eighth gathering is described as also including the clouds of glory, the Ushpizin, the guests, the invited guests. How do we reconcile this? It is because the idea of the clouds of glory are not dependent on the sukkah at all, only on the energy of certainty. And that can be and must be carried with you, within you, all during your whole year, all of our yearly experiences, it's important that we carry the energy of certainty, the Hebrew word is vadai, within us. Verse 289. Ashrecha Israel Mikamocha Upi Vayomer Li Et Avdi Ata Israel Asher Becha Etar. On that day, Jacob, who is Tiferet, is the first to rejoice. And all the other guests, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David, rejoice with him. Hence it is written, happy are you, Israel, who is like you? And you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. My commentary. Tiferet is the sun, and the sun goes everywhere. Invite the guests into your home on Shmini Atzeret. This is also why we pray for rain on the eighth day of gathering. Because rain is representing chesed. Pasuk 290. Vayitu elecha shemen zayit zach gatit la maor. Wigomer amar Rabbi Elazar ha'uchmu ha aval amai asmich kucha barichu. Parasha dalu parashat Moadim Ela Kulhu Butsin Adin Ela in Kulhu Butsin in the Adleta Meshachrut Ela A Wilhait Mar Lial Yadaihu The Israel Meet Barkan Ilain Witatain Weadliku Butsinin Kimadi Ukbuha Titiv Shemen Uktoketoret Isamachlev Tedvavta de Ilain Witatain. That they bring to you pure olive oil is pressed for the light. Rabbi Elazar said, this was explained. But why would the Holy One, blessed be He, place this passage next to the passage of the holidays? And he answers, all the supernal lamps, namely the Sephirot, the secret of the holidays, are all lamps that cause the supernal anointing oil to burn. That is, to draw the plenty of chokmah, called oil. We already learned that through Yisrael, the higher and lower beings are blessed, and the lamps are kindled. That is, they shine upon the world. We explained it according to the words, ointment and perfume, or incense, rejoice the heart. That is, it gladdens the higher and lower beings. My commentary. The eighth-day gathering is only for Israel, and within Israel is the potential to reveal all of the light of wisdom, just like the oil from the olive. Verse 291. Rabbi Abba Pata, Saint Hu Bashem Wigilu Tzadikin, Uktiv Zehayom, Asa Hashem Nagila Shama, Bo Fiok Muha, Yehabaku Chaburichu, La Elemechte, Ulan Hara, Antin Vishtakach Barnash, Behedva Begin Dehahu, Kedva Dekud Shabarichu, Away Dikiv Nagila, Benishmet Habo, Pioma Bo Bekud Shabarichu, Wikola Hadmila. Rabbi Abba opened with, "Be glad in the Hashem and rejoice, O you righteous. And this is the day which Hashem has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." It was explained that one should rejoice with and display a joyous face to the Holy One, blessed be He. Man should be in a state of joy on it, because that joy is of the Holy One, blessed be He, as it is written. We will rejoice and be glad in it, or in him. In it, or in him, namely on that day, in him, namely in the Holy One, blessed be He. It is all the same matter. My commentary. Shmini Atzeret is a unification of Israel and Hashem. Shmini Atzeret is the manifestation of the joy from Sukkot into Malchut, which is the Shekhinah. Pasuk 292. Simchu Vashem Kadinin Itzkafyan Virachamei Itaru God mita re rachame Yedeinu vigilu tzadikim tzadik betzedek mitbarkan kachada daikrun tzadikim kimadi isbar dehailen mitbarkan le'almin v'chadan La almin kulu beharninu kla yishrei lev ilein b'nei mehem nuta leitkashra behu. Be glad in Hashem, namely, when judgments are subdued and mercy is roused. When it does, be glad in Hashem, O you righteous. The righteous and the righteousness, which are Yesod and Malchut, who are called righteous, are blessed together, as we have learned, for they are blessed in order to bestow plenty upon the worlds and cause all the worlds to rejoice and to shout for joy, all of you who are upright in heart, refers to the people of faith, to connect to them to Yesod and Malchut. My commentary. Please remember that the holiday of Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah is the same, being one day in the land of Israel, connecting to the unity of Yesod and Malchut, is the essence of certainty, which is the modern Kabbalah term for faith. It's actually three different levels. Faith is the lowest level. It comes from the word emunah. Bitachon is a higher level. It's would be translated as trust. But the highest level is vadai, which is certainty. Pasuk 293. kola bae ovada lita ta liata ra leela tahati mandia mardila baya ovada bakola omilin liaf kalon umebad talabu ti pach ruhea Weha haka parshita daokach adlekut utinaya ukhtoret uzmin diktiv shemen uktoret yisamach lev uvovada daishtekach adlekuta vehedvavta leela vittata veitkashrauta tahadakadka yeot amar rabbi yehuda mizbeach tilchtata adar mizbeach achara kohen Diltata atar kohen achara Leovada diltata atar ovada leila. In everything one needs a deed below to awaken above. Come and see, whoever says there is no need for an action in everything or to utter words by means of sound to cause awakening above, may he breathe his last. The portion proves it by the kindling of the lamps and the incense spices, as it is written, ointment and perfume or incense rejoice the heart. Or through the deed of kindling the lamps and the incense below, there is kindling and joy above and below, and a proper joining together of Chokhmah and Bina. For oil arouses Chokhmah and incense Bina. Rabbi Yehuda said, the altar below arouses another altar, which is Malchut. The priest below arouses another priest, who is Chesed, since by a deed below, a deed above is awakened. My commentary. This is referring to the nation of Israel praying for rain. Rain is water, which is life, and that is what is being described in this pasuk. Look to water for your joy, as it says in the holiday of Sukkot. No one has seen joy until they have witnessed the pouring of water onto the altar. The Bet HaShoeva. If you have not participated in that Kabbalistic ritual, yet in the Sukkot, highly recommended that you do it tonight before you break the aravot, before you hit the aravot on the cement, or on the ground is better, in the morning after your morning prayers. And from that point forward, you don't go back into the sukkah. If you have not done the on Rosh Hashanah, we normally, a lot of people will do Tashlich, and you have until tonight as well to finish Tashlich, to take your bread and your sins, inject the sins into the bread, and toss it upon the waters. That's the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions? I apologize for being late. I remind you that tonight is Oshana Rabbah, the checking of the shadows. It's the checking of the shadows, among other rituals, the reading of the Book of Devarim, and other things as well. Are there any questions? Classes tomorrow on Sunday, one at 10:30 a.m. West Coast time, and the other at 3 West Coast time. At 10:30, we'll explain more about Shmini Atzeret, and our 3 o'clock class will continue, get back on schedule with the advanced reincarnation classes. Shavua Tov with Chag Sameach, as we're still in the holiday of Sukkot. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful holiday. There will be no classes Monday. Our next class after the 3 o'clock class on Sunday, excuse me, there will not be that 3 o'clock class because the holiday is beginning at that time. Shmini Atzeret is beginning at that time. So their only class tomorrow is the 10:30 class. And then our next class will be the 7 o'clock class Tuesday night. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.